The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says people's participation in the election shows the enemy's 37 years of pressure, cruel sanctions, and propaganda against Iran have failed. In a speech in Tehran ahead of Friday's key elections, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei has urged people to stand up against the enemy through their votes. Russian President Vladimir Putin has discussed the situation in Syria with his Syrian counterpart Bashar al-Assad following a recent ceasefire deal. In a telephone conversation, the two leaders have stressed on the importance of a non-stop fight against terrorist groups, including Daesh and Nusra Front. The Syrian army has made fresh gains in the fight against terror groups. Syrian military sources say government troops have recaptured two villages on the northern countryside of Latakia. They've also killed dozens of terrorists in the mopping up operations in a nearby region. The French Foreign Ministry has blasted Israel for the demolition of a school in an encampment of Palestinian Bedouins just outside Jerusalem al-Quds. Paris has also deplored the consequences of demolitions and confiscations of humanitarian structures in the West Bank and called on Israeli authorities to stand it. A new report says Israel's domestic spy agency systematically tortures Palestinians under interrogation. The report by two NGOs says the abuse begins with violence and degradation en route to prison. It continues with extensive sleep deprivation, prolonged binding to a chair in painful positions, and exposure to extreme cold and heat. The U.S. Defense Department says Washington will continue to support Kurdish groups fighting against Daesh despite Turkey's stance against them. The Pentagon says the U.S. and Turkey have discussed the situation in Syria, but they don't see eye to eye on the Kurds' involvement in the fight against Daesh. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders has accused the Republican camp of racist attacks against President Barack Obama. Sanders says Donald Trump and his Republican rivals are trying to delegitimize Obama through questioning his birthplace. They raised doubts about the citizenship of Obama, whose father was Kenyan. And Bolivia's President Evo Morales has lost a constitutional referendum on his bid to run for a fourth term. Official results show more than 51% of voters rejected the reform on the presidential term. Morales' term ends in 2020, but he sought another term to carry out his socialist agenda.